You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Little boy who desperately wanted a new bicycle for his upcoming birthday. And so he was praying to God. And one night as he knelt beside his bed praying, he prayed in a very, very loud voice, "Please, please, God, help me to get a new bicycle for my upcoming birthday." And his sister, who was laying in the bed in the same room, rose up and said to him, "You don't have to shout so loud. God isn't hard of hearing." And he said, "I know, but Grandma is, and she's in the next room." Today's gospel story has, for centuries, been somewhat troubling and puzzling to people of faith. But scripture scholars tell us that when a particular scripture passage is disturbing to us, we should pay especially close attention to it, for it probably has an important message for us. Matthew tells us today that Jesus traveled to Gentile territory, to Tyre and Sidon, and is approached by a foreigner, a Canaanite woman, who asks him to heal her daughter. Now, the Canaanites were historically the despised enemies of the Jewish people. And the disciples even asked Jesus to send her away. But Jesus doesn't send her away. But in a sense, he does something that could be considered even worse. He completely ignores her. He gives her, if you will, the silent treatment. This is where it begins to get a bit disturbing and puzzling. This is not the Jesus that we have come to know in the other gospel stories, as he heals and comforts, forgives and affirms so many others who come to him. But this Canaanite woman is persistent. When she calls out again, Jesus' response is, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." His indifference has now seemingly become rejection of her. Again, how contrary to the image of Jesus presented to us in so many other places in the Gospels. But this Canaanite woman refuses to give up. She then does him homage. She prostrates herself, pleading, "Lord, help me." I suspect we've all sometimes probably found ourselves in this same position, crying out in desperation as our last resort, "Please, Lord, help me." But now, Jesus goes from ignoring the woman to rejecting her to now insulting her, saying, "It is not right to take the food of children and give it to the dogs." The term "dog" was a derogatory term for the people of Israel, for the Jews considered dogs unclean because they ate everything and anything, including pork. Again, we might be tempted to think, was Jesus having a bad day? Or did Matthew not just get this story quite right? But this Canaanite woman is undeterred and has a quick retort to Jesus. "Please, Lord," she said, "even the dogs eat the straps that fall from the table of their masters." I suspect all of us enjoy hearing people have a quick or snappy or clever or humorous retort to an insult. The story is told that's probably very familiar to you about the great Winston Churchill, who was once at a dinner party. And one refined lady sitting at the table with Winston Churchill felt that he was a bit full of himself. And so she said to him, "Mr. Churchill, if you were my husband, I'd put poison in your cup of tea." And Winston Churchill said, "Ma'am, if you were my wife, I'd drink it." Jesus, too, seems to be impressed by the Canaanite woman's retort to him and by her persistence. And now Jesus, who had first ignored her, then rejected her and insulted her, now compliments her, saying, "O woman, great is your faith." And he heals her daughter as she had requested, saying, "Let it be done as you wish." What is going on here? The early church fathers interpreted this passage to be a story about God's testing. God, in a sense, was putting this woman, this foreigner, to the test to see if she was really sincere in her faith. Remember, when she first saw Jesus and addresses him, she, who is a foreigner, not a Jewish person, called Jesus Lord, Son of David. Many of the Jewish people did not recognize him as Lord or as Son of David. In fact, many of them were rebuking him and ridiculing him and reviling him, and some even trying to kill him. Did this foreigner, this Canaanite woman, really believe that Jesus was Lord, the Son of David? Or is she just looking for a quick fix or a handout? Jesus, in a sense, is testing her to prepare her for the gift that he wanted to give her. We know in our lives, sometimes if things are handed to us on a silver platter, we don't really appreciate them. If our first automobile is a brand new Corvette convertible, or our first home is a 50-room mansion, if our first time at bat in baseball is a home run, when these things come easily, we don't always appreciate how a precious gift they are. And thus we've had to wait for them and to work for them. It's only then that we can truly appreciate what God is doing for us. And so sometimes we maybe feel like this Canaanite woman in our own lives. We pray, we plead, we beg, and God seems to be hard of hearing. Nothing. Is God maybe putting us to the test? Not to be mean or stubborn or hard, but to help prepare us for the gift that God wants to give to us. When this happens, how do we respond? Do we give up on God? Do we become angry with God? Do we look to someone else or somewhere else for what we need? Or do we have the genuine and persistent faith of this Canaanite woman, trusting always that God is good all the time? All the time, God is good.